请看《约翰福音》第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
当章记载主耶稣在犹大地方遇到一个当官的叫尼哥底母。
Chapter 3 tells us that Jesus met a man, a ruler of the Jews called Nicodemus in the land of Judah.
他是法利赛人。
He's a Pharisee.
那这里说他是当官的，意思就是说他是在犹大犹太公会里头是公会的成员。
Here it says that he's a ruler of the Jews. He's the one of the officer in council, Jewish council.
那从第四节。他跟主耶稣的对谈当中，我们可以知道他年纪应该相当有。
Starting from verse 4, we could see from his conversation with Jesus that he's quite advanced in age already.
是一个年纪啊，不是很年轻的人。
So he's no longer young.
那如果我们看过这个整个约翰福音哈
，If we read the whole book of John，
当主耶稣定死十字架成就救恩之后
After Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross
他曾经提供大量的香料要来膏耶稣的身体
Nicodemus had brought a lot of ointment for Jesus Christ's body
所以想必他也是一个相当富有
So we can see that he's quite a wealthy man too
但这样的人呢、他来见耶稣啊
This kind of person came to see Jesus Christ.
他夜间来见耶稣。
He came to see Jesus at night.
为什么夜间来
？Why did he come at night?
因为或许他怕当时其他的人的议论。
Maybe he was afraid of other people talking about him.
他也许他是想要来找耶稣做个彻夜的长谈。
Or maybe he wanted to have a long talk with Jesus Christ.
那为什么他会来见耶稣
？So why did he come to see Jesus?
他对耶稣到底有怎样的认识
？What kind of understanding does he have for Jesus?
那在第二节这里说
，Verse 2 it says，
说拉比啊，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
Nicodemus said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, but no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with them.
这个是他对主耶稣的认识。
This is Nicodemus' knowledge of God.
他认为耶稣是从神那里来当老师的。
Nicodemus thinks that he's a teacher from God.
因为耶稣所行的神迹。
Because of the signs that he has done.
证明耶稣的身份。
Prove of the status of Jesus.
是从神那边来当师父的。
So that Jesus is a teacher from God.
所以他来见耶稣。
That's why Nicodemus came to see Jesus.
在这里，尼哥底母说：“我们知道。”
Here, Nicodemus said, "We know."
也表示说，在当时不只是他，还有别人认为耶稣是从神那边来的。
Which means there are more people other than Nicodemus that know Jesus is from God.
要来当老师的。
God.
因为他们都见过耶稣所行的神迹。
Because they have all seen the signs that have been performed by Jesus.
我们在上一堂课我们谈到说，耶稣不把自己交给那个因为看了神迹而相信他们的。
In the previous class, we mentioned that Jesus did not entrust himself to the people who believed him just because of the signs they saw.
不可否认，因着耶稣所行的神迹，很多人。相信耶稣，跟随耶稣。
We can't deny the fact that a lot of people follow Jesus Christ and believe in him because of the signs they saw.
但是耶稣却不把自己交给他们。
Jesus did not want to entrust himself to them.
仿佛告诉我们，因着神迹奇事而来信主的这样的信仰，如果单停留在这样的程度的信仰，并不十分的可靠。
The Bible tells us that.If our faith is from the miracles that we see, this kind of faith is not very stable.
因为我们知道，在日后把耶稣钉十字架的也是相同这一群人。
Because in the future, we know that the people who crucified Jesus are this group of people.
他们没看过神迹吗
？Did they not see miracles, signs, wonders? They did.
但是他们仍然还把耶稣钉死。
Even though they did, they still crucified Jesus on the cross.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
神用神迹奇事来随着使徒们来验证所传的道是真的。
The Bible tells us that God used the signs through the disciples to show that His words are true.
但圣经并没有告诉我们神用神迹奇事来取代所传的道。
But the Bible did not tell us that He used His signs and wonders to replace the words of God.
所以这一点我们必须要很小心。
So we need to be very careful in this matter.
不然我们的信仰很容易啊，会陷入到一个盲点。
Or else our belief will come into a blinding point.
只凭眼见。
Only by sight.
甚至我们也会受迷惑。
Furthermore, we'll be deceived.
因为耶稣说到了末日必有假先知出现。
Jesus tells us that in the end time there will be false Jesus and false prophets.
必有假基督出现。
There will also be false Jesus.
他们也能够行奇事来迷惑选民。
They can also perform signs and wonders to deceive people.
所以我们对神迹的看法还必须要根据真理来做判断。
Therefore, we need to discern the signs and wonders that we see from through the Bible.
是不是从神那边来的？
Discern whether it's coming from God.
这样才不会让我们的信仰没有根基。
So that our faith will be a foundation.
我们继续来看。
Let's continue reading chapter 3.
我们来看主耶稣跟这个尼哥底母的对话。
Let's talk. Let's look at the conversation that Jesus has with Nicodemus.
主耶稣对尼哥底母讲论要进神国的条件。
Jesus told him the requirements of entering to the kingdom of God.
要重生。
That he has to be reborn again.
如果不重生，就不能见神的国。
Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
什么是重生？
What does it mean to be reborn again?
所以尼哥底母他听不太懂。
Nicodemus did not quite understand.
他就问耶稣说，人都已经老了，怎么还能够进母腹再生一遍？
He asked Jesus, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb?
所以主耶稣就进一步跟他来讲解他所讲的重生是什么意义。
So Jesus explained to him at a deeper level of what it means to be reborn.
五节六节耶稣说，人若不是从水和圣灵重生，就不能进神的国。
Verse 5 it says, unless one is born of water and of spirit,He cannot enter the kingdom of God.
原来耶稣讲的重生不是物质的。
So the rebirth that Jesus talks about is not physical.
而是有关灵里头的。
This rebirth is actually spiritual.
所以耶稣就进一步说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Jesus further says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
耶稣并且以这个风随着意识吹，听到风的响声，不知道它从哪里来，从往哪里去，以风来做一个形容。
So Jesus also used wind as a metaphor that in verse 8.
尼哥底母不知道圣灵的事情。
Nicodemus does not understand about or does not know about Holy Spirit.
就如同对风只能感受，却不知道它是怎么来的。
So even though we can feel wind, but we don't know where it comes from.
我们现在大概知道说风是怎么产生的，是因为这个空气的流动而产生的。
Now we know how the wind came about because it's the movement of the air.
空气的流动是因为压力的问题。
The movement of the air is caused by pressure.
那个我们可以知道风是怎么样产生的。那在当时的人他们不晓得。
So we kind of know how wind came about nowadays, but the people in the past did not.
但是他们却可以感受得到。
They could feel it.
同样的对于圣灵的了解。
This is the same thing with our understanding of the Spirit.
今日我们的了解相当有限。
Our understanding of the Holy Spirit is very limited.
但是我们却可以感受得到。
However, we can feel the Holy Spirit.
我们可以感受到我们得到圣灵。
We can feel that we have received the Holy Spirit.
接着祷告的时候，外在这个表现， 我们身体会震动，舌头会讲出奇异的卷舌音。
Through prayer, we manifest the sign of receiving the Holy Spirit, which is speaking in tongue and the movement of the body.
所以我们能够知道，我们能够体验到圣灵的存在。
So we could feel the existence of Holy Spirit.
对当时的尼哥底母来讲，虽然主耶稣用风来举例，但是他还是不太懂。
To Nicodemus at that time, even though Jesus used the analogy of the wind, but he still did not understand.
说怎么能有这种事情？
He said, how can these things be?
耶稣就回答他。
Jesus answered him.
说你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？
Aren't you the teacher of Israel? How come you don't understand these things?
所以耶稣啊就举旧约的一个例子来告诉他。
Jesus used an Old Testament example to tell him, explain to him.
举这个摩西带领以色列百姓，他们在旷野遇到这个，因为发愿年所以遇到火蛇进到他们当中咬他们。
He used the example of Moses when he was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, that in the wilderness there was this fire serpent who came into the camp.
那所以神吩咐摩西做一个铜做的跟蛇所以百姓一被火蛇咬到赶快仰望这个摩西所做的这个铜蛇就能够得到医治。
So God commanded Moses to make a bronze snake as a pole so that when people are bitten by these snakes they could come and look at that bronze pole and then they will be healed.
主耶稣在这里借着这一段旧约的事迹来比喻自己。
So Jesus used this part of the history in the Old Testament to explain about himself.
将来他也必须要像这个铜蛇一样被高举。
Here it says that the Son of Man will be lifted up just like this bronze servant.
什么是被高举？指的是他被钉十字架。
What does it mean to be lifted up? This signifies the crucifixion.
可以让那些仰望十字架救恩的人同样得到医治，得到圣灵。
So those who lift their eyes upon the crucifixion or the cross will be healed and given the Holy Spirit.
这一段是主耶稣跟尼哥底母在论重生。
This conversation is between Jesus and Nicodemus about rebirth.
那我从这一段里头我们也可以提出一些教训来学习。
From this passage, we could also talk about the spiritual teachings for us to learn.
人为什么要重生？
Why does man need to be reborn?
因为自从人类亚当犯罪之后，
Because since Adam sinned against God,
那罪进到这个世界，人就在罪的权势之下。
Sin came into this world and we were under the power of sin.
人的作为都亏欠神的荣耀。
So what we have done before.Fell short of glory of God.
在灵性上都跟着亚当一起死了。
In the spirit, we have died with Adam.
所以我们必须要重生。
So we need to be reborn.
我们才能够进神的国。
So we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以这里人若不重生，就不能见神的国，就是这个意思。
Here it says, unless a person is born of water and the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
怎么重生？
How can we be reborn?
从圣灵跟水
from the water and the spirit
意思就是指这赦罪的洗礼跟圣灵的更新。
This means the washing of the baptism and the sanctification of the Holy Spirit.
来看提多书三章第五节。
Let's turn to Titus 3:5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus 3:5. Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这里谈到我们得救是因着重生的洗礼跟圣灵的更新。
Here it tells us that we are saved because of the washing of the regeneration, which is baptism, and the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人若想要进神的国要得救，就必须要接受这个合法的洗礼以及圣灵。
So if a person wants to enter into the kingdom of heaven and also be saved, then we need to receive the right baptism and also be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们再进一步来谈啊，从这个这一段耶稣跟尼哥底母的对谈当中哦，我们来谈怎么样领受这个重生。
So from their conversation, we also want to talk about how to reborn.
好，首先第二节那边谈到从尼哥底母来见耶稣。
Here in John chapter 2 talks about Nicodemus coming to seek Jesus.
我们刚刚已经谈到尼哥底母他一些背景资料。
We already talked about the background of Nicodemus.
他是法利赛人。
He's a Pharisee.
他是领导者当官的。
He's a ruler of the Jews.
他是有钱人。
He's a wealthy man.
那耶稣会说你是犹太人的老师啊。所以相信呢、啊，想必哈、哦，他对于这个圣经也很熟悉。
Jesus also said that he, Nicodemus is a teacher of the Israel, of Israelites, so he must know a lot about Bible.
他因为看到耶稣的神迹，所以啊、哦，他不像其他的假冒为善的法利赛人一样，看不起耶稣的出生地位，他会观察，他会思考。
So since he saw the signs and wonders of Jesus Christ, he did not despise the background of Jesus Christ, but he went into a deep thought about what Jesus had done.
换句话说，他对耶稣没有成见。
That means he doesn't have second or doubt on Jesus.
他也没有任何的存着任何的偏见。
And he doesn't have any evil thoughts about Jesus.
所以他来请教耶稣。
So he came to ask of Jesus.
今天呢，我们要认识这位主。
Today we need to know this Lord.
我们也必须要把我们的成见拿掉。
We also need to take away our opinions and thoughts or doubts.
对，没有从来没有思考过信仰的人。
To our people who have never think about faith.
要一下子接受信仰，那是不可能的事情。
For them to accept the faith immediately is impossible.
要他信靠耶稣啊。更是办不到。
Then to believe in Jesus is also impossible.
也在他的价值观里头，在他的认知里头，他以这个人的观点来看耶稣。
Because in their value and in their perspective of men, they can't really understand Jesus.
如果用人的观点来看耶稣，耶稣啊是一个失败的革命家。
If we see God, see Jesus in the perspective of men, then we could say that Jesus is a failure.
在
犹revolutionized failure.
犹太人哦，王国的当中哦，他以这个叛乱分子哈、哦，犹太人的王啊被处死。
In the history of Israel, when the leader of the rebellion group are caught, they will be executed.
但如果用人的道德观念来看耶稣啊，耶稣是一个圣人而已。
So if we see Jesus in the perspective of men, then Jesus is only a holy man.
而且是个失败的圣人啊。
But he's a holy man that failed.
因为他所教导的那一群这个使徒嘛，在他被抓的时候啊。逃都逃躲的躲啊
！Because the disciples that he had taught all ran away from him during the time that he was crucified.
并且他是被他的门徒所出卖的。
He was also betrayed by his own disciple.
他的门徒还不认他。
His disciples all denied him.
所以你如果用人的角度来看耶稣，你看不出耶稣啊，他有什么值得我们去。信奉他，去跟随他，去相信他。
So in the perspective of men, we see Jesus as an ordinary person that is not worth our belief.
但是我们如果能够拿掉这些人的成见
，But if we take away all these opinions of men,
进一步来做思考
，We think more in depth.
我们可以想一想
，We could think more in depth.
第一个问题。
Can think about one question.
今天我们说现在是这个西元2005年了。
We say that we live in 2005 AD.
2005年是怎么算的
？How do we count this year?
我们都晓得是耶稣这个降生那一年开始来计算。
We all know that it started from the year that Jesus was born.
如果耶稣是个失败者，
If Jesus is a failure,
是只是一个穷木匠的小孩，
If he's just the son of a carpenter,
那他凭什么力量能够改造，能够改变世界，以他降生的年代来做一个分界？
Then why would the people in this whole world use his birth as a marking point of the BC and AD?
那再来，如果我们有涉猎西洋历史，或者是有机会到这个欧洲去走一趟。
If you know the history of the Gregorian calendar, or if you have traveled in Europe,
我们就不会否认整个西洋的历史就是基督教的历史。
And we will not deny that the whole history of the Western countries are all the history of Jesus.
这更不是一个穷木匠的小孩，耶稣可以办得到。
That's not something that a son of a carpenter could do.
那以教会的历史来看，
Looking at the perspective of church history,
早期基督教受到很大的逼迫。
At the beginning of the Christian history, they were greatly persecuted.
大概有300年之久。
They were persecuted about 300 years.
那大规模的逼迫大概差不多十次之多。
In terms of great persecution, that was about 10 times.
每次死掉的基督徒都是以百万计的。
When they counted the death of the Christians, they used hundred thousands numbers.
照理来讲，基督教老早就被消灭掉了。
And if we use our logic, then Christianity would have been extinguished by now.
基督教不但没有被消灭掉，反而当时逼迫他的罗马帝国后来连皇帝也都信了耶稣。
Other than instead of being annihilated, Christianity actually was prosperous. Even the king of Rome also became a Christian.
并且把基督教立作是国家的国教。
And Constantine also made Christian as the religion of the country.
这更不是一个这个穷木匠的小孩耶稣可以办得到的。
That's not something a son of the carpenter could do.
再来以我们个人本身的体验。
Now we can talk about our personal experiences.
今天那么多人信耶稣。
There's so many people who believe in Jesus Christ.
酒鬼信了耶稣戒酒了，赌鬼信了耶稣戒赌了。
The drunkards believed in Jesus and became sober. And the people who use drugs believed in Jesus and they stopped using drugs.
坏蛋信了耶稣变好人。
Bad guys believed in Jesus, they became good guys.
破碎的家庭信了耶稣成为幸福的家庭。
A broken family believed in Jesus and they become a blissful family.
这个更不是一个平凡的凡夫俗子耶稣可以办得到。
That's not something a common son of a carpenter could do.
他是谁？
Who is he?
就是他自己的宣告，神的儿子，就是神本身。
He called himself the son of God and also God himself.
唯有这样的答案才能够解释一切。
Only this kind of answer could explain everything.
所以今天我们怎么看耶稣？
So today, how do we see Jesus?
我们应当如同这个尼哥底母一样，我们除去我们心中的成见。
We should imitate Nicodemus to take away the opinions of men in our hearts.
要除去一些因传统带来的偏见。
We have to take away the opinions that brought about from the traditions of men.
谦卑的、虚心的来认识这位耶稣。
We should get to know Jesus Christ with a heart of humility.
我们就能够得到重生。
Then we can be reborn.
再来，从这一段对话当中呢。
Also, another thing that we can learn from this conversation.
我们也可以看到要怎么样领受重生，必须要愿意接受改变。
You can see how we can be reborn and how to accept changes.
换句话说，就是要能够愿意悔改，离弃罪恶。
In other words, we need to be able to repent and to flee away from our evil deeds.
重生就是成为新的人。
Rebirth means to become a new person.
接受圣灵的更新。
By the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
承认错误啊，过去错误的信仰，过去错误的行为。
To admit our wrongdoings and our wrong faith.
而且愿意离弃啊这些错误。
To be willing to depart from these mistakes.
啊，如同耶稣在这里所说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵啊。
Just like what Jesus said, those who are born of the Spirit is from the Spirit, and those who are flesh are born from flesh.
下定决心接受神的改造。
So we need to determine, make determination to be changed by God.
第三个，怎么领受重生
？Third point, how do we accept rebirth?
要用我们的信心来仰望神的救恩。
We have to use our faith to lift up our eyes to look upon the salvation of Jesus.
尼哥底母没办法了解耶稣的话。
Nicodemus could not understand the words of Jesus.
所以耶稣用风、用铜蛇来举例。
So Jesus used the analogies of wind and the example of the bronze serpent.
来啊，显示耶稣要借着这种方式来成就神的救恩。
To show that this is how the Son of Man, or Son of God, Jesus, would fulfill salvation.
如同当日摩西在旷野上带领百姓在旷野，他们被火蛇咬了，只要看神吩咐摩西说。所做的那个铜蛇就得医治。
Just as the example in the Old Testament of the bronze serpent, as long as they look upon the bronze serpent, they'll be healed.
百姓虽然不知道当中的奥秘
，Even though the people did not understand the mystery of that,
但是只要用信心顺服神的指示啊，他们就蒙恩就得医治。
But as long as they submit to the directions of God.And they look at the bronze serpent, they'll be healed.
那今天我们接受重生，就是靠着耶稣基督的保险。
So today we accept the our rebirth through the baptism.
当然我们可以借着查考圣经来明白其中某一些奥秘。
We can also do that by knowing the teachings of the Bible, the mystery of the Bible.
但是更重要的，我们呢必须不断的仰望。神的救恩，用我们的信心哦。
More importantly, we need to lift our eyes up to the salvation of Jesus by our faith.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit.
借着信仰的体验。
Through the spiritual experiences we have in our faith.
灵性的成长。
Through the growth of our spirituality.
这个就是重生的表现。
This is the signs of our rebirth.
这是第三章前面这一段耶稣跟尼哥底母论重生的教训。
These are the teachings of the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus.
那三章的十六节到二十一节啊，这一段仿佛是突然之间插进来的。
Then starting from verse 16 to 21, these seems like a extra passage.
不知道到底是不是主耶稣对尼哥底母说的话呢，还是使徒约翰在这里所做的注解
？We're not sure if these are the words spoken by Jesus.To Nicodemus, or is this just an insertion of John's comments?
因为在约翰福音里头经常会有这样子，突然插进来一段。
Because in the book of John, John would always insert his commentaries in different passages.
在这一段里头谈到神爱世人。
This passage tells us about how God loved the world.
那也谈到神子就是耶稣降生的目的。
And it also talks about the purpose of the Son of God.
不是要定世人的罪。
It is not to condemn people's sin.
要叫世人因着他，因着信他而得救。
But that he could give them salvation through their belief.
十八节。
Verse 18.
这里谈到，虽然耶稣来不是要定世人的罪。
Even Jesus came here not to condemn people's sin.
但是。耶稣来也带来的罪跟称义之间的差别。
But when he came, he also brought the difference between righteousness and sin.
信他的就称义。
Those who believe in him will be become righteous.
就不被定罪。
Then they'll be not be punished for their sins.
不信他的人就要定罪。
But those who do not believe in him will be condemned.
那接下来十九到二十一节
，verse 19 to 21。
这里以这个作恶的跟行真理的来做个区别。
Here he Here it talks about the difference of people who practice evil and people who walk in the truth.
哦，作恶的不喜欢光。我们啊，在前面有谈到哦，光就是指的耶稣啊，就指的神。
Here it says that everyone who practices evil hates the light, and we talked about light being Jesus in chapter 1.
作恶的爱黑暗，所以这就是他们的罪。
Those who practice evil like darkness, that's their sin.
哦，因为怕光啊显出他们的罪行来。
Because they're afraid that light would expose their sins.
而受责备。
That they would be condemned.
哦，但是行真理的他就喜欢真理啊，就喜欢光，就喜欢耶稣。
But those who does the truth comes to the light, and they like Jesus.
要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
So that whatever they do is because of Jesus.
好，所以在这里哈，耶稣来虽然不审判世界，但是带来了两种结果。
Even though Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but he did bring two results.
一个就是相信他不被定罪的人。
One group is the people who believe in him, so therefore they're not condemned.
一个就是不信他而被定罪，就如同光跟黑暗之别一样。
Another group of people are the ones that did not believe in him, therefore were condemned. This is like a differentiation between light and darkness.
那再来从22节开始。
Then starting from verse 22
到36节
through verse 36。
好，这个是施洗约翰他最后的一个见证。
This is the last testimony of John the Baptist.
哦，他的背景是因为施洗约翰的门徒跟犹太人在辩论有关洁净的。
Here the background is about the disciples of John the Baptist arguing or discussing with the Jews about the procedure of being cleansed.
哦，当时主耶稣出来传道，也在在那边来为人施洗。
So at that time, Jesus was also baptizing others through his disciples.
哦，所以就引起有这样的一个纷争啊。
So there's this conflict that arises.
到底要去给谁洗才对？
So they don't know who, through whom they should receive baptism.
哦，那当然了，就要找那个最原始的就是找施洗约翰来问问看。
So of course they have to ask the person who initiated the baptism in the beginning, who is John the Baptist.
找你洗呢，还是找你所见证的那个耶稣洗啊？
So they ask, should we be baptized by you or by the one that you're witnessing or testifying, Jesus?
哦，洗礼而起的这个纷争哈。
So there's this argument or conflict about the problem of baptism.
哦，我们看约翰的回答。
Let's look at the answer of John.
27节。
27节，
约翰说：“不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。”28节。我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他面前的。你们自己可以给我做见证。所以在这里我们看到约翰他回答的，他的态度。
Here we could see the attitude of John the Baptist's answer.
第一个，他尊重神。
First, he respected God.
他以神的旨意为前提啊。
He used the will of God as his focus.
如果不是出于神呢，就人就不能做什么。
He said that if it's not from God, men can do nothing.
换句话说，耶稣他也出来洗礼，这是出于神。
Which means Jesus came out to baptize people, and that is the will of God.
再来，他重新再重申他自己的身份，并不是基督。
And he reiterated that he is not Christ himself.
他是为基督做见证。
He's only the witness of God.
所以我们看到使徒约翰在处理这个纷争的，处理这个拥护他的人的纷争，他没有迷失掉。
So we can see that the way John the Baptist handled the arguments about the baptism, he did not lose his focus or lose his knowledge of who he is.
他尊神为大，他守住自己的身份。
He kept his status as the witness of Jesus Christ.
那接下来他谈到他的喜乐满足。
The next part describes his joy.
他以这个娶新娘来做个形容。
He used the analogy of bridegroom and bride. the example.
当新郎来了，那伴郎呢？那你就可以离开了
哦。When the bride comes, then the bridegroom can, the friend of the bridegroom can leave.
哦，所以今天耶稣来了，基督来了。
So today Jesus has come.
哦，那这个为基督做见证人，哎，他的工作就完成了。
So the witness that bear testimony of the Jesus can leave now.
哦，他不是来取代基督，他只是来介绍基督的。
Because his job is not to replace Jesus, but to introduce Jesus to people.
哦，当主体来的，他当然这个介绍人就要退场了，不能够还站在那边不下台呀。
When the main character comes, then he, as the introduction person, needs to leave.
哦，所以他说我满足了，我喜乐了。
Therefore, he said, I am satisfied and I'm joyful.
三十节他说出他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Verse 30 says that.He must increase, but I must decrease.
哦，施洗约翰的心胸哦，真的是值得我们侍奉神的人做效法。
So we should imitate this kind of attitude that John has towards serving God.
哦，我们今天呢，很多在侍奉神的人，很容易没有办法尊神为大，没有办法真正认识自己。
A lot of us who are serving God today have the problem of making Jesus our king, and also we lose our status.
哦，那轻者哈，就是同工之间呐，互相嫉妒，彼此批评攻击。
And there are also slanders in between workers of God.
哦，更严重的，就抢夺神的荣耀。
Even worse is when workers are trying to steal the glory of God.
哦，施洗约翰在那边的榜样啊，值得我们学习。
So we should imitate the attitude of John the Baptist.
好，那三十一节到最后哈，三十六节啊，哦这一段呢，啊又是一段插入。
From verse 31 to 36 is another insertion.
哦，可能是使徒约翰的他的注解，或者是施洗约翰他所说的，也不一定。
Either this is the commentary of John the writer, or it could be. The words from John the Baptist.
我在这里做了一个比较，在三十一到三十二节。
Here it tells us a comparison.
属天的，就是指的耶稣基督啊。
And he who comes from above, which is Jesus Christ.
从天上来的。
Is from above.
哦，还有属地的，它是指的是约翰。
There is also he who comes from the earth, which is John the Baptist.
哦，他们之间的区别。
He talks about the difference between these two.
三十三节啊，谈到说没有人接受耶稣他的表明。
Verse 33 says that no one received or accept the testimony.
不领受耶稣的见证。
They do not accept the testimony of Jesus.
那领受的人呢，就能啊，就会应上啊，应证明啊，神是真的，神是真的神。
But he who received God's Jesus' testimony.Has certified that God is true.
哦，换句话说，凡是领受耶稣基督，哦，他的见证，他就能够体验到神的真实性。
In other words, those who accept Jesus Christ will be able to experience the trueness of God.
相信神拯救的信实，哦，兴起弥赛亚的信实啊。
Believe in the gospel of salvation and of Messiah.
哦，那三十四节。
34.
这是耶稣所传达的话。
These are the words that Jesus preached.
是说神的话。
He speaks the words of God.
不说人的话。
He does not speak the words of men.
35节。
35.
谈到天父将万有交给他。
Here it says the Father loves the Son and has given all things to Jesus' hand.
36节谈到不相信的人啊，他们的后果。
He talks about the consequence of those who does not believe in Jesus.
神的震怒藏在他们身上。
Which will be the wrath of God abiding on them.
这是第三章哈。
This is chapter 3.
主要两件事情，就是主耶稣跟尼哥底母谈重生，还有就是这个施洗约翰谈他跟耶稣之间的差别。
So there are two main incidents in chapter 3. One is the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus talking about rebirth. And the next incident is John talking about the differences between him and Jesus Christ.
再来第四章，
chapter 4.
第四章同样有两件事情。
In chapter 4, there are also two main incidents.
第一件事情就是第一节到二十六节。
The first one is recorded from verse 1 to 26.
谈到主耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚的妇人之间的谈到。
Here talks about the conversation between Jesus and a Samaritan woman.
那另外一件事情就是主耶稣医治的一个大臣的儿子，可能是三到五四节。
And the next incident is Jesus healing the son of an officer.
我们先来谈主耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人他的谈到。
So now we'll talk about the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
这个他的时间他的背景是发生在当耶稣知道说法利赛人听见他说门徒比施洗约翰还多的时候，他离开犹大往加利利。
So the background of this incident is that Jesus left Galilee after the Pharisees said that there are more disciples.After Jesus, then more disciples after John the Baptist.
在这个经过撒玛利亚的时候
，And he was passing by Samaria.
耶稣因为走路累了所以在井旁休息。
Because he was tired from walking, so he rested next to a well.
门徒到城里面买食物。
The disciples went to a city nearby city to buy food.
那这个时间呢，大概是中午的时候。
This is about noon time.
有一个妇人在中午出来打水。
There's a woman who came out to get water from the well.
耶稣借着向她要水喝这个事情而开启了这个谈到的这个一个开始。
So Jesus initiated a conversation with her through asking her for water.
如果我们对于这个列王记读过，我们就知道。这里的撒玛利亚人已经不是犹太人了。
If we have read the book of First Kings, we know that the Samaritans are not God's people anymore.
撒玛利亚是这个北国以色列国的首都。
Samaria is the capital of the northern kingdom.
在主前的722年他们亡国于亚述帝国。
In years 722 BC, they have lost their country.
那当时的亚述帝国亚述帝国他们有一个很厉害的方法来控制新征服的国家以免他们叛变。
At that time, Assyrians had a really good policy of managing the countries that they have captured.
就是来个大搬家把这个征服下来的国家的百姓通通抓走把他们迁移到另外一个地方那另外一个地方能迁过来所以这些被他们这个迁移到别的地方的这些被征服的国家的这个人民人生地不熟所以想造反也没有办法。
So what they would do is to move all the people from this land to another land and move the other land's people to this land. So people who go to a new place, they really don't have the energy to rebel against Assyria.
所以耶稣那个时代的撒玛利亚人不是犹太人。
So the people who live in Samaria during Jesus' time are not the real Samaritans.
那在宗教上也不纯
Religiously, they're also not as pure.
列王记下那边记载这些新迁移过来到撒玛利亚的这些外族人因为他们拜偶像他们惹神愤怒，所以神让狮子进到他们当中，咬死了一些人所以这些人就害怕了就请求这个国王把那个以色列人的祭司找一个回来，教他们怎么拜真神。
Second King, it records an incident where the new immigrants who moved to Samaria, they were worshiping idol, and that God was angry at them, so he sent a lion to attack them. Therefore, the ruler of the new area asked a priest from Israel to help teach them how to worship God.
所以撒玛利亚人他们在这个血统上还有在宗教信仰上都不是以色列人。
So these Samaritans are not real Israelites by blood or by religion.
那 他们彼此之间还互相仇视。
They actually are enemies of each other.
因为以色列人他们向来看不起其他的民族，他们认为他们是神的百姓，是神的选民。
The Israelites have always despised other nations because they felt that they're the chosen ones of God.
所以他跟撒玛利亚人他们彼此之间关系不是很好。
So they did not really have good relationship with the Samaritans.
所以在这样的一个背景之下，耶稣要跟这个撒玛利亚妇人来谈真理。
So with that kind of background, Jesus is trying to initiate to talk about the truth with the Samaritan woman.
所以这一段也可以作为我们传福音的一个参考。
This can also be a lesson or guideline for us to preach the gospel.
首先主耶稣向他要水喝。
First of all, Jesus asked her for water to drink.
对方回答他。
The woman answered her.
你是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
撒玛利亚人妇人拒绝耶稣因为第一个问题，种族的问题。
So the Samaritan woman rejected Jesus' request because of the different racial.
你是犹太人，我跟你不同种族啊。
But they're not of the same race.
再来他说没有来往或者翻译成说不会共用物品。
The second reason that the Samaritan woman rejected him is because they have no dealings between each other. That means they cannot use the same utensils.
犹太人的餐厅很贵，为什么？因为他们另外一套这个碗盘他不跟其他人共用。
So if you go to a Jewish restaurant, you will find that they're very expensive because they have a specialized dish just for Jews to use.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人拒绝耶稣的第一个理由，我们不同民族，所以我们不往来了，我们不共用这个物品。
So the reasons for the Samaritan woman to reject Jesus is that they're not of the same race and that they do not have dealings with each other.
主耶稣以他的身份还有他神的恩赐来邀请这位妇人得活水。
So Jesus invited this woman for living water from his status as the Son of God.
什么是活水？
What is living water?
对当时的犹太人来讲，是从泉水泉源涌出来的水，不同于井里头的。
For the people who people in the ancient time, they think that the water coming from the spring is different from the water coming from the well.
他们认为那个活水比井水来得好。
So they feel that the living water is a lot better than the well water.
所以耶稣邀请他，你如果真的知道我跟你讲的人是谁，还有神的恩赐你必向他要水喝他也必给你。
Jesus tells the Samaritan woman that if you know who is asking you for water, and if you know the gift of God, you wouldn't ask him for the living water.
这一番的回答让这个撒玛利亚妇人更加的奇怪。
So this conversation made the Samaritan woman very curious.
她提出第二个质疑。
So she mentioned another thing, another doubt.
你没有工具。
You have nothing to draw with.
这井这么深相传有30公尺深
This well is very deep. There are 30 kilometers deep.
而且
meters.
而且要提出祖先的问题。
She also brought up the question of their ancestor.
你问比祖先还大吗？
Are you greater than our ancestors?
我可以知道说这个撒玛利亚妇人她不知道什么是活水，所以她的问题一直集中在物质的上面。
We can see that this Samaritan woman really did not understand about the living water because her questions are all about material things.
祖先的问题也是这个血统问题这也是物质的。
Even the problem of of ancestors and blood is also a question of physical question.
传统的
about tradition.
来拒绝耶稣
using tradition to as a problem to reject Jesus.
今天很多人信仰很多人在追求信仰也是 在这样的盲点里头。
So today, a lot of people who are pursuing faith also have the same blind spots.
哦，借着这个物质的东西，或者借着这个不论是对人啊，或者是对物的崇拜，要来达到超凡入圣的境界。
They try to become at a spiritual level or as a god through adoration of human or adoration or idolization of an object.
再来哈，耶稣告诉他。
Then Jesus answered her.
说他的水跟井水不同。
The water that he's offering is different from the water of the well.
喝他的水永远不渴。
Those who drink his water will never be thirsty again.
耶稣要让这个妇人呢，从物质界的观念提升到的另外一个境界。
So Jesus wanted her to start from material water and then elevate her to the spiritual water.
跟这个妇人又提出第三个质疑。
She brought out another question, the third question.
他要的是物质的活水以及身体的安舒啊，所以我如果你把这个水给我喝了，永远不渴，我就不用那么辛苦跑来这边打水。
She wanted the comfort of life, therefore she's asking for this water that would make her never thirst again.
好，在这个时候，耶稣就点出他生命饥渴的原因。
And Jesus replied her and told her the reason why people are thirsty.
人干渴不是物质的，耶稣要讲的是心灵，是生命的干渴。
Jesus is not talking about physically thirsty, but actually the spiritual thirst.
借着怎么样点醒他？借着他的婚姻呢
？How did he make her understand that? It's through her marriage.
结婚结了好几次。
Because this woman already married many times.
现在的丈夫也不是真正的丈夫啊。
Even the husband that she has now is not really her husband.
所以耶稣说你的干渴哈，就如同你追求爱情，但是没有办法满足，依然空虚一样。
So Jesus is trying to tell her that your thirst for marriage is never going to be satisfied.
耶稣的活水就是要来滋润这种心灵的干渴。
So Jesus' water, living water, is here to help you find satisfaction.
这个让这位撒玛利亚妇人啊。他的问题一针见血啊。
So that it directly addressed the problem of the Samaritan woman.
所以他说：“我看你是先知。”
Therefore, she said, "You are a prophet."
不再这个以种族来排挤耶稣。
So she did not reject Jesus anymore with blood.
对谈从物质的东西开始进到信仰里头，进到心灵里头。
So their conversation started from physical things and moving on to spiritual things.
因时间的关系，我们就一起学习到这里。
Because of time, we'll end our lesson now.
同心吗？
Let's pray in silence.